and welcome back to the Empower Her podcast with Chrissy Sippy. I know I haven't been around about 3 weeks. It seems like it's been forever. And, you know, y'all, it's just been a lot going on, especially with this coronavirus, according to Cardi B, and just all this crazy stuff going on. But I hope y'all that tonight y'all really get empowered and, you know, really embody what's going to take place, because tonight's episode is a really, really dope episode. I have Khadijah Muhammad on the episode. She is the CEO and CEO. Ain't that crazy? CEO of Designs by Dash. So I just really want y'all to just really, really enjoy this conversation. I think it is going to be very helpful, especially being that so much is going on. Everybody's trying to figure out what their next move is or what they're going to do next, or even if they're laid off, you know, how can I make some money? How can I empower myself to just kind of press forward? So I hope y'all really enjoy tonight's episode.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on this episode. And to be honest, like, because there's so many people trying to, like, maybe not necessarily recreate themselves, but maybe they're taking a step, especially during this, like, time of uncertainty, as a lot of people call it. They're taking that moment to kind of, like, regroup or recreate themselves, or they're trying to figure out their brand or what direction they should go in, especially those who are laid off, you know, people trying to figure out ways to make money and things like that. So I really think that this episode and talking with you will be really influential for those who may be looking into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also want to congratulate you for being one of the top 50 Black female entrepreneurs. I know that was like a couple months ago, but you were honored amongst a host of other Black female entrepreneurs at the Mississippi Black Women Business Expo.
Yes.
That is an amazing honor.
Well, thank you so much. I it was indeed an honor to be recognized as one of the top 50 women in business, Black women in business. It was incredible. I mean, the room was electrifying. You know, they had a host of speakers come up and, you know, just the knowledge, drop their gems of knowledge on being in business. Some of them having been in business over 20 years, you know, there were a bunch of panelists there talking about how to take your business to the next level. And then, of course, me, myself, I've only been in business, well, officially been in business since 2016. So within those 4 years, I've been learning my field and growing. And I literally built my business from the ground up. So to be recognized for those efforts and the successes that I've made me feel so proud and just wanting to be better and do more and create more. And then also, you know, being up there with 49 other women as we were getting on, I have to say they were exuding Black girl magic. I mean, I was up there with a woman that's an optometrist. She has her own optometry clinic. You might even know where she's right in the city of Jackson. And it was just encouraging, really, that we all see the importance of networking with one another, you know, uplifting each other and helping each other as we navigate our individual paths to success. I mean, many of us, we have these individual paths, and many of us may have different belief systems, but, or different, you know, different faiths, but we all stand on one common ground. And that's that we all understand the importance of going against the grain of societal norms, you know, of the 9 to 5, clocking in and clocking out for someone else. We do it because we have that to do, but, you know, we all understand the importance of working to build ourselves up and regenerating dollars back in our own communities, which is very important to me. And, you know, we understand the importance of leaving a legacy for the generations to come and building generational wealth and that kind of thing. So I'm always, always inspired by powerful women, and it was incredible. I was inspired. At the end of the day, I went home and I was like, wow, this makes me want to do even more. So it was really humbling, and I'm just so thankful. I'm very appreciative of that.
Wow. Well, you know, that's really, really awesome. You know, we got to give it up one moment, just one time, Black Girl Magic.
Yes.
You know, this is like, it is a really, really good time, you know, in this period. Not just, I think, you know, it's a silver lining in every single situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, you know, 2020 is this new decade. So much has been kind of like transpiring.
Mm-hmm.
Good and bad, but at the same time, the silver lining of the situation is it's a moment to take a break. And yes. It's also a moment to kind of get yourself together and be like, okay, look, I guess I also have to think about the roaring 20s, you know, historically, mm-hmm. you know, the stock market crashed.
Yeah. Really. Right.
People were poor, but at the same time, that was the growth of a lot of entrepreneurs.
Mm hmm.
You know, Black inventors, Black innovators, Black creators, just people just trying to grind and make things happen. So now here we are in 2020. We got this virus that, you know, it's very uncertain.
Yeah.
But people are taking that time at home and, like, you know, like you said, just kind of getting themselves together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were just honored a moment ago, but even at the same time, you're like, okay, this is going on, but this is not going to stop my grind.
That's right.
I'm going to still keep moving forward. So I think that, you know, it's just one of those moments. And then, like, just this past weekend, the premiere of this Madam C.J. Walker docu-series came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people kind of had their things about it. But at the same time, even with her, she was a huge pillar in the community and historically as a Black woman who, you know, founded hair care products and sold it for women by women. So I don't know, big up. This is just amazing.
If I can just say something on that, I was telling one of my friends that about that movie, or excuse me, I think it's a series. But I've only gotten until the first, maybe 45. Well, I think I'm on the second episode now. But even just watching that first episode, I was so inspired. You know, it's stuff like that inspires me to even be better. You know, like you said, her coming up with the hair care product. And, you know, it made me think about a lot of stuff with my own business. And I haven't even gotten into even the half of the series yet. So I can only imagine the rest of it. But it's stuff like that, things like that, that really puts things into perspective for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, before we, you know, we kind of delved into, you know, I guess the fruits of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about your story and how did we get to
Designs by D? Alrighty. Well, Designs by D, that's, as you know, my business name. And Deej, okay, so let's talk about that. My name is Khadija, as you guys know. And growing up and even now, a lot of my family members, friends, associates, they call me Deej. And so I didn't want to say Designs by Khadija because that's much too long, in my opinion. So I kind of wanted to shorten it, and I thought Designs by Deej just had a nice ring to it. So that's why I went with that. And then I kept it at Designs because, well, I wanted to kind of leave it broad. I didn't want to box myself into one specific category because mm-hmm. that are craft related. You know, I don't just do greeting cards. So it wouldn't have been Greeting Cards by Deej because, well, I knew I was going to be adding more layers to the business, and I do a lot of stuff under the umbrella of Designs by Deej. So that's, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that later. But the story is just that I've always been super creative, and, you know, I've always engaged myself in anything dealing with the fine arts department, whether it be singing or songwriting or poetry. I've actually won a couple of poetry contests. And so I've just always been into that. I'm classically trained as a pianist as well. And so I've just always been into anything creative. I've always been a creative soul. I also have a great eye for color designs and patterns. So that's always been my thing. I didn't know exactly what I would be doing, but I knew it was going to be something in the creative field, you know, as I was growing up. But I'll tell you this, if you had asked me like 6 or 7 years ago, Christy, if you would have been like, asked me if I was going to own my own business, I would have been like, Christy, girl, no. Because I didn't really see that for myself at that particular point. But it's not too far left, and it's not totally unexpected, because I've always been surrounded by what doing for self looks like in my own Muslim community. You know, we have many businesses that are the staple of the community, and I've seen my brothers and sisters of our nation turn the key to businesses that we own since I was a little girl. So it wasn't totally off the path from what I've seen all my life, but what I didn't expect was to be at the forefront. Is owning, managing, you know, calling all the shots, basically. So it's been an interesting and rewarding journey, and I've learned so much. I've grown a lot, and I would not, you know, if I had it to do all over again, I would do it the exact same way. So I'm just really blessed, and I'm just so thankful.
That is awesome. And, you know, like you mentioned, that you saw other people in your community that basically inspired you to get where you gotta go. So who would you, I guess, if it's maybe not one set person, of course, but who pretty much inspired you to own a business?
Well, like I said, a lot of people, a lot of our brothers and sisters in the community inspired me, because that's something that's been very instrumental in my life. My parents, of course, you know, they've always encouraged me along the way. My brother actually had a hand, and he'll, it's a funny story, but he's had a hand, my older brother, he's had a hand in kind of inspiring me to actually, you know, I've always had it, but I never really stepped out on it like that until several years ago, a few years ago. So it's a handful of people that really kind of saw, I was content doing and doing whatever I do in my four walls, but, you know, even some teachers at Alcorn, which, you know, Alcorn State University, they even encouraged me. It's a tribe of people, girl, who kind of inspired me a little bit along the way. So
we all, you know, need that group of individuals to push us, you know, sometimes, because us as an individual can sometimes get in our way, get in our own way. And it might be so invisible to other people, because they're like, nobody noticed that but you, you know. Right. So I totally get it. Totally get it. But it's just amazing to see that, like, within 4 years, you grew over time. So let's kind of inform the listeners, like, because you did kind of mention a little bit of some of your products. What type of products do you design under your brand?
Okay. My business is a gift and greeting card shop that specializes in unique and three-dimensional handmade greeting cards for all occasions. So that's how I began. That's what I began doing initially, was the greeting cards. And then we've got the cards and we've got the gifts. Excuse me. So essentially, we are your go-to one-stop shop for all things handmade and unique. I saw a gap in the market for what I do, you know, going into Walmart or even like a Hallmark, you know, you see the card, the greeting card aisles. But I would notice that people will be in the lines, in the aisle, it's 30 minutes looking for the perfect card that kind of spoke to how they felt. So they would kind of go with the card that almost said what they wanted to say, but not quite. So that's the bread and butter of my business, is that I do custom orders. So, you know, even if it's a non-traditional occasion, for instance, tell you about that later. But even if it's a non-traditional occasion, I can customize your order to fit whatever you wanted to say. And even, you know, I do three-dimensional greeting cards. So that's also something that sets me apart from the pack. You know, they're literally three-dimensional structural works of art. You know, keepsakes, many cards that you buy from the store. You know, a lot of customers, they just they buy them, they give it to their loved one, and they kind of toss it to the side. But I've had customers that mm-hmm. tell me they frame our cards, and you know, they hang them up on their mantle as display pieces or give them as gifts. And you know, it's really sentimental to their recipient because it's something that's handmade and different than a store, you know. So that's what I'll say about that. You know, when you go to the store, those cards there, they're just slid through a printing press, you know, a generic message is put in them and they're slapped on the shelves. But ours is more, you know, more sentimental and handmade. As I always say, handmade is heart made. So that's one thing. And then also I do handmade coasters. And I literally make these in my, I call it the craft lab. And I've had many customers to order these, even people in business themselves, you know, because I can do your business name on them and put your logo on them. Or even I can put just art on the coasters. So that's something special. I've gotten into doing handmade invitations, anything paper craft related. That's my thing. That's my zhuzh, as I like to say. And even if it's something that I'm not necessarily offering on my website, for instance, this is Lady Ann Jackson. She owns a bakery. And for Valentine's Day, she was wanting to do some cakes with pizza designs on them. You know, she wanted to like the whole nine yards with the mushrooms and toppings and all that other stuff on it. And she wanted to put something cute on it, like, you have a piece of my heart, you know, get it, pizza. Anyway. And so I don't think she was necessarily an artist. So she was looking for someone to do stencils. And so I made her some, I had never done it before, but I told her, okay, I'll definitely give it a shot. Here goes nothing. So I tried it. I tried it the first time. She's like, not quite. I did it again. Not yet. You're almost there. And the third time, she's like, that's it. You know, so I'm willing to try anything in regards to anything craft related. I'm willing to try it and work my magic for you, even if it's something that I don't offer on the website. And then the other thing I do, which is one of my most popular parts of the business, is that I create original illustration art on items and accessories such as umbrellas, tote bags, pillows, backpacks, shower curtains, you name it. And with that, my original designs, you know, I put my original designs on it that feature powerful art that speaks to humanity and, you know, visuals. The essence of many important topics in the world right now, like the importance of celebrating your own natural hair, like Black love, like celebrating where you come from, unity, you know, stuff like that, self-love, the importance of cooperative economics, perseverance. So basically it captures the strength, strides, and power of not only the Black culture, but of humanity. And so what I managed to do, Christy, is use the medium of digital art to tell a story, you know, while leaving room for the viewer or the buyer to kind of embrace their own meaning to the item, you know, to each piece, because art is subjective. So it's been an incredible journey. And one of my most popular items is actually the I Matter design, because a lot of people can relate to that. A lot of women are going back to their roots, no pun intended, you know, with natural, wearing their natural hair out. And so I created a natural hair design with the woman with afro hair, you know, big set of hair, big hair, afro hair, and then words coming from each strand, like, you know, powerful words like queen, like smart, beautiful, strong, all kinds of names. And so a lot of people, I think, they can relate to that, because is basically describing who and what we are. So yeah, that's what I do.
Girl, you about put Walmart, Hallmark, Poshmark, Etsy, and everybody out here, including Amazon. Girl, because like seriously, a lot of people are, you know, purchasing things
that represent them. That's what it's about.
And this is like a powerful moment because it, you know, we talk about empowerment. We're also talking about things that represent us. Not us as in black or white or whatever, but like us as individuals.
There you go.
That is like amazing, girl. Like you don't put all these people basically because you got pretty much everything like in one. One of the things I guess, especially with the college culture, and you mentioned about Alcorn. I know a lot of the campuses are coming out. You know, of course, they're coming out virtually, but I would always see your work during probate time. So, you know, if any of the listeners, just side note, if you're graduating or whatever, and you need like some Greek paraphernalia, this is the person you can go to as well for that. Because I've seen like cards that you've done. I think it was like an Apple card that you did one time for somebody. And I was like, this girl.
And you know, they really challenged me too because I had never tried my hand at doing any of those kind of, you know, like the Divine Nine cards. But, you know, I've had requests for that. Like, can you think you can, like I told you, I take custom orders. So that was a custom order. And that's how that one was birthed, just directly from somebody asking me. Could you try doing this for me? I would love it if you could do it, you know? And I was like, of course I'll try. And so, you know, that's how those kind of cards, the Delta Woman one, that's how that one came to life. And the Alpha card is actually, that has to be one of my most popular sellers right now. And, you know, so I'm really, you know, all about, like I said, trying it, even if I don't necessarily... even if I've never done it, I feel like I can bring my own creative aesthetic to it and give it a shot and see what happens. And so far, so good. So I'm thankful.
Hey.
Yes.
So, because you spoke a lot about like your creations and like your lab and things, are you working alone or do you kind of have a team or how does that kind of
work? Create, design, and make all of the craft items by hand, from the greeting cards to the coasters. And for the illustrations, I come up with each creative idea and then we do all the designing and creating and bring the art to life digitally. And then what we do is we send that completed digital design to my partner who uses an industrial machine to print my design on the umbrellas and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Wow. So, like, listeners, did y'all hear? We have an individual here to basically craft. And which, you know, DIYs is like a very popular thing right now. So, y'all, we got somebody that she's crafting, making digital pieces, sending it, getting it printed on items. So, again, y'all don't have to continue to go to, you know, I mean, you can if you want to, but we got somebody that actually is real deal, putting all her creativity, her passion, all behind her work. So, you know, we talk often about small businesses and things like that, but I mean, we have some amazing people, young folks, you know, that's doing some great things. Which is very talented.
Thank you.
Very talented. You're welcome. One thing that the listeners don't know, though, which, you know, I'm very proud of, I'm gonna mention it. Khadija is also a singer. See, she mentioned a little bit about her classical piano. She didn't mention about her voice. So, would you like to inform your listeners about your social media handles so they can hear your wonderful voice.
I know. I'm like, you just gonna put me on the spot like that? No, I just went. But yeah, so yeah, a lot of your viewers probably don't know that my first love actually wasn't art. Well, you know, music is art in that sense, but it's always been music. I'm a singer, songwriter, pianist, and I've been doing it for as long as I can remember. My mother tells me stories about how she remembers me at age 2, because she used to work in the bakery, and you know, they'd be playing all the jams in there, like Mariah Carey, Whitney, and all these different singers. And I would be sitting on the pallet while she was working, and I'll be trying to mimic these different singers, doing all these vocal acrobatics, as I like to call it. So for as long as I can remember, music has been so instrumental in my life. I mean, I come from a very musical family. My dad is a producer, and he's a professional bass player, actually. He's toured with a lot of famous people. And then my uncle is a professional guitarist. I just come from music, you know, a very musical background. And so I always tell people, I'm pretty sure I wrote songs before this age, but my first coherent song that I remember writing was at age 11. When I wrote and composed the song and sung it at a graduation. So yeah, since then I've done a lot of work for producers, like producing teams in New York and California and wherever else. And, you know, I do a lot of studio work, and, I'm also in a group called Soul Essence with two other talented sisters. And so we've been singing together for 7 years, and we just got awarded we call it our Grammy, but it was a trophy, you know, just for the progress we've made over the years, because we're all different singers in our own, you know, we're all singers, but when you talk about putting voices together and harmonizing and stuff, that's a whole different animal, you know, getting to know each other's voices and who would sound good on this part, who would sound good on that part, each other's strengths, and you know, that kind of thing. So we've managed to become a cohesive group, and we're so proud of that. And so I'm definitely really involved in music. My social media, I think that's what you was asking. I sing a tune or two on social media sometimes. My social media my Instagram handle, singgirlsang_, so it's singgirlsang_, because of course when I be singing, they be like, sing girl sang, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's just always good to have, you know, talent, because a lot of people think that if you do one thing, then you're kind of not able to do other things. And fine arts is kind of one of those situations where, you know, people think it's just all about drawing, singing. But some people can actually manage to do all three, or they may be able to kind of like integrate certain things. So they might like to draw, but then they also might like technology, so they might actually like to draw like 3D figures, or they might actually like you actually create 3D art by hand. So it's just so amazing to have those tests.
I've actually managed to, I never thought that I could integrate the two, but I found a way to do that, and I am currently, you know how you buy a card from the store, a greeting card from the store, that you open it and it plays music? Well, that's what I'm working on with my 3D cards, just to give a little behind the scenes. I'm working on that, and then I'm probably going to do some studio work where you open a card and I might be singing. I don't know yet. I'm thinking about it.
Okay. So next voice you may hear on your card when you open it up.
Yeah.
That's a cool. Like, seriously, that is really, really cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But, you know, of course, we got to go on break to pay some bills. And I just can't wait to discuss more about your brand.
Awesome. I can't wait as well. Thank you.
All right. So, back. So, Khadija, I know we talked about your brand. So, let's discuss if you have any upcoming projects. I know you talked a little bit about the things that you're doing behind the scenes. But are you doing anything above the scenes that we should know about or follow or be on the lookout
for? Okay. Well, sure. My greeting card brand has always been about connecting lives and bringing loved ones together one greeting card at a time. So with this global pandemic going on called COVID-19, you're probably going to start seeing flyers on this, but I'm really just encouraging loved ones to, you know, today's situation of isolation, distancing, time to really send a sentiment of love to someone special that may be going through it, that may be kind of worried, as they, you know, rightfully so, in these kind of scary times. And so, you know, greeting cards are something that has always been a way of connecting people. And I feel like mine more so, because they are so special in the way of being handmade and being unique, being three-dimensional and that kind of thing. So I'm really just encouraging people to share the love, you know, share love, solidarity. Greeting card to someone special. So that's one thing that I've been really just sending out flyers for today in my email list, which that'll be posted on my social media soon. Besides that, I've been putting, you know, since the global pandemic has been going on, I've been putting a lot of my focus and efforts behind doing what a lot of people have been asking me to do. A lot of my, you know, people who follow Designs by D, they've been asking me about putting their faces and, you know, putting their pictures on the items like the umbrellas and that kind of thing. So I've been working on that. I've been focusing on creating or learning how to create characterized versions of people. So I'm adding that new division where people can, you know, for instance, if you tell me, Christy, you would like your picture on an umbrella, I will be able to do that. Digital means, where, you know, a person can request that their picture be put on there, and then I can make it happen. So I'm almost done with it. I'm still working out a few little kinks behind the scenes. That's one thing I'm focusing on. And then also, I just moved into my office space that was I call it my she shed or craft lab or whatever you want to call it. So I'm getting that fixed up, and I've been vlogging as we go along with the interior decorating process that, of course, I'm doing because I'm creative and I love to do that kind of thing. So I want my viewers to kind of see that, and I'll be posting that once it's completed. What else do I have going on? Well, I also signed up for the Jackson Natural Hair Expo. That's supposed to be in June. I'm hoping that we're still going to be doing that if, you know, everything's kind of died down by then. So I'm kind of excited about that because it goes along with specific parts of my brand, you know, natural hair and that kind of thing. So I think my items would do good there. And I'm working on new illustration designs that will be rolling out soon. I always kind of listen to the public, you know, when they come to me telling me different, you know, they say it would be really cool if you did that. I take that and I kind of store it for when I am able to do it. And so I'm just working on those things now. I think people will be kind of surprised. I don't want to give it all away, but that's some of the things.
Gotta have a little suspense.
Yes.
But that is awesome. And congratulations on your she shed.
Thank you.
Because, girl, I think she shed is like the word of 2019.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like all the ladies are like, okay, I'm gonna get my sheet. We just ain't gonna try to get it burned down. Fred ain't gonna burn it down. But
I love that commercial.
We'll have our sheet. Girl, that was so funny. Yeah. And the whole time she was like, I don't know who burned down my sheet. But if you look, take a picture of the commercial, you'll know Fred did it. Fred was behind it. It's a little hate behind it. But girl, that was a funny commercial.
Yeah, that's my commercial.
Mm-hmm. But that is awesome. That is really, really awesome. And of course, we kind of talked a lot about like how your products is about great representation of your consumer. You even mentioned about how you listen to your consumer on creating new ideas and new, you know, things for your brand, which is awesome. Right. So what is your thoughts on the following statement? Representation truly matters, especially in this industry. In this day and time.
Yeah. Well, when I started my business, I was always, well, I'll say this. When I started the illustration line of my business, I was always thinking of ways to be inclusive to what's lacking in the market. And it was very important to me to have a segment of my brand to solely focus on representation. And to me, representation is basically about giving the voiceless a voice. You know, everybody needs to see somebody that they go, that's me, you know? And so with my designs, I wanted to make sure that I created a lane for people who look like me and who look like you. You know, and I always, and well, I want to be clear on this part though, because I think sometimes people may get the wrong idea. Designs by Deej is not specifically my illustration line for Designs by Deej is not specifically for Black people, but what it is it's specifically inclusive to Black people. You know, representation to me is allowing people from different backgrounds to see themselves reflected in the media and in imagery that we consume. And because I felt like it wasn't enough of that out there, I decided to take matters into my own hands and put out what I don't see there, you know? And so with my illustration line, it basically echoes the strength, strides, and power of the culture. It also just all around, like I was telling you, now I'm at a point where I'm developing this line to do the characterized versions of people. And that can be whether you're Black, whether you're white, whether you're Spanish American, whether you're, you know, whatever you may be. I've gotten different requests for that from all kinds of different segments of the population. And I'm definitely going to do that. So that's why I just wanted to be clear on that one part. But yes, representation is truly important to me. And you can probably tell that through my designs and my line of work. And then also to take it a step further, I even developed a line for people who even more so look like me in regards to being covered, you know, and it's called Covered and Crowned. And I feel like why beg to be given a seat at the table when you can create your own space and, you know, at your own table. And yeah, and as crafty as I like to get, I might even build the table.
Okay.
Then pull a seat up at the table I built. So, you know, so I believe in the saying of be the change that you want to see in the world, you know, be that. And that's what it's all about for me is just creating different avenues for everybody. And I was going to say one more thing. So I developed the Covered and Crown line just because I didn't see women, you know, covered women. Like myself on items and stuff like that at the store. So that's how that came about. But really, like I said, I'm all inclusive, all around, and it's all important to me. Representation is specifically because, you know, you're always going to kind of relate to what you are. I'm a Black woman. So of course I design from a Black woman's perspective, but I kind of, you know, I can go outside of the box as well. So.
Absolutely. And I think it's like, you know, another thing that kind of got, I guess when you said that, it made me think about the whole honeypot situation. Honeypot is a brand. It's a feminist brand. Feminine hygiene products. It really never said it was feminine hygiene products for a certain type of woman. It's just that it was a feminine hygiene product. So happily it was made by a Black woman. So it's kind of like a group of Black women, honestly. Amazing products. But I never, like, you know how, I guess the whole situation, it was kind of like, okay, why can't we have a moment to hit our own table, our own space? We've done this for centuries of, and I mean across the board, just Black women being left out or in the background or being the ghost, you know, like a ghost writer or a ghost creator in the situation. So the minute that we do kind of step up, create our own table, then here we are. Yeah. They're saying, oh, well, you're not being inclusive. We are being inclusive.
Right.
We just create our own table. Now, you can come to the table if you want. You can purchase from the table if you want. But we ain't going to, you know, we're not going to sugarcoat and act like,
I mean, we
didn't create the table.
We are being inclusive. We included ourselves when we weren't there.
Exactly. And I think that's just kind of, you know, where we are in society. Black women are super smart. African-American women are leading in education and entrepreneurship and et cetera. You can't fight us for that. We kind of always been there, but I think our data just was not recognized. Now it's kind of like, okay, all right. Y'all done made y'all own table. Not like good, or you could just go on. Because the girl that honey pot situation tripped me out. All the Black women bought all the products and left because little Annie over there, whatever her name was, got upset on social media. And all the Black women was like, who is she? She can go buy her own little products and go on since you feel it's a problem. Just like your brand and just like this podcast and just like anything in the world that's created by a Black woman. It's not saying that it's only for Black women. We ain't on that level. We're just saying, hey, you know, we made something that represents us so that little girls and women centuries later can say, girl, I got a car. My granny got a car from the time Or I listened to a podcast. I bought honey pot products. Or I got products from whomever, the crayon box or whatever. That's really what the purpose of it is. Because, like I said earlier, we were so in the background for so long. We were creating stuff. We were the mastermind behind stuff. We were telling people to do stuff. Folks were sitting up doing whatever we needed them to do. And then we ain't getting credit. Nah, we ain't doing anything.
Exactly. So you hit the nail on the head.
Enough was enough. So we stood up and made our own stuff and went on our business. Because even with the whole Madam C.J. Walker thing, it makes you wonder if her name was Sarah, but her brand was named after her husband. See? Like, what?
Right.
It's kind of crazy. We really said, and again, nothing wrong with that, because those are whole different time periods, and hey, that's cool if you want your husband to be the name, and you were the brand. Cool, however you do it, but this is just a time where just Black women are just kind of stepping up. They're just stepping up, and this is really amazing. I guess, you know, just I'm gonna do one last question and then we'll kind of wrap it up a little bit, because this conversation is good, and I know we can keep going all night, especially about different brands and different industries and women that's doing stuff. What is one word that can represent that represents your brand at this time? Of course, you got
Mississippi. One word. I don't know if I could do one. Can I have four?
Okay, you got four, girls.
So I'm cheating a little bit, but I'm gonna give y'all four or five. Okay, unique. That's definitely the number one word I think of. Handmade, creative, beautiful, and three dimensional. That's five, but you know.
Okay. Definitely three dimensional. I think that, you know, how can I say this? Because it kind of rewinds the conversation earlier. You mentioned about that a lot of the cards and things that you pretty much purchase are two dimensional. So to see something that's like you can mm-hmm. see all like facets of it, which you know you normally see that like on television mm-hmm. or on like in technology.
That's yeah. And then, you know, I do cards like pop-up cards mm-hmm. and pull out cards. And, you know, so that's also something that I feel is lacking for, you know, from the market that, you know, when I first started, I didn't see anything like that at the stores, just the ones that you print, you know, that slid through the machines that way. So I definitely like to harp on the fact that I do three-dimensional work because a lot of people are kind of, they usually are in awe about that part of it. And I give them choices and something different, which is exactly what I want to do always.
Great. But girl, this yes. conversation has been so amazing, and I hate to like kind of close on this episode to find the free with winding down. But before we go, if you can again, just give everybody a social media account to follow you, and I also include this information in our show notes so people can pretty much just go directly to it. And I also will put the link to your business on there so people can actually visit the link so that they can purchase from you.
Yeah.
Girl, folks got time on their hands now. So they can purchase, follow.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So I will start with my business information. It's basically Designs by Deej on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I don't know if I should give, I'm just going to give it like this. So it's at Designs by Deej, DESIGNSBYDIJ, Designs by Deej. And if you type that in, you should be able to find me on all of those different platforms. And then my website is www.designsbydij, which is Deej. So designsbydeej.com. Again, www.designsbydij.com. And then if you wanted to hear me sing or whatever, it's at Sing Girl Sang, SINGGIRLSANG _. I think I have a few clips of me playing the piano on there too, so might even catch that on there.
Awesome. So you guys, y'all been entertained by episode 6, Design Her. And always, you guys, please be sure to follow the Empower Her podcast with Chrissy Sippy on Facebook and Instagram. Goodbye.
Bye.